but another was just beginning. Ewan flew in for the end of the Dakar to congratulate us. He was joined by filmmaker David Alexanian, the fourth member of the team that created Long Way Round. And there in the scorching sun, we confirmed what we'd first planned over a year before in Bulwer Street. John O'Groats to Cape Town. We would ride the long way down. Once my hands were healed, the first thing Ewan and I did was return to the Royal Geographical Society in London, the place where we'd mapped out the first trip. The same assistant we'd spoken to before spread large-scale maps on a mahogany table. "Have you decided on a route?" she asked us. I shook my head. "Nothing definite yet, but we're going to ride down through Europe, I think, probably cross from Sicily." "We'd like to follow the Nile," Ewan said. "It's one of those journeys, you know, one of the great trips of the world." She nodded. "Sudan is pretty unstable, and so are parts of Ethiopia, though Ethiopia is absolutely beautiful, and despite the problems, they're really trying to build up tourism. Sudan is full of open spaces, the Africa of the movies. There are security issues, however." She was right. We already knew we'd need armed guards to get us through places like northern Kenya. This was going to be a very different journey from Long Way Round. We headed for the wilds of Devon and a weekend survival course. The weather was shit, a cold, drizzling rain, and to make things even more